You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
The word is rootkit. Spelled R as in Rami Malek, O as in obscure, O as in open source, T as in Terry Colby, K as in killer app, I as in IRC, and T as in Telnet. Definition: a clandestine set of applications designed to give hackers access and control over a target device. Example sentence: memory rootkits hide in the system's RAM or random access memory to avoid detection. Origin and context. In 1984, Ken Thompson, the co-founder of the original Unix system with Dennis Ritchie back in the 1960s, published a paper in the Communications of the ACM called Reflections on Trusting Trust. As a thought experiment, he devised a way to alter the C compiler that shipped with all Unix systems at the time. When the compiler noticed an administrator recompiling the login program, the compiler would insert additional functionality to not only accept the password of the user trying to get in, but also a second password that only the hacker knew about. When reviewers analyzed the code for the login program later, they would see no signs of this additional functionality. Mr. Thompson essentially invented the first rootkit some years before we saw the first one in the wild. According to Vince Polston at Malware Fox, Lane Davis and Riley Dake wrote the first rootkits in 1990 that targeted the Sun operating system, a Unix-based architecture. Greg Hoagland wrote the first public Windows rootkit called NT Rootkit in 1999. The first macOS rootkit appeared in 2009. The word root originally referred to the admin account on Unix and Linux systems. Today it means the admin account on any system. Kit refers to the software components that implement a collection of tools. Modern rootkits hide their presence using some of the lower abstraction layers of the operating system, which makes them hard to detect. Generally, hackers try three different techniques to install rootkits on the target device. Number one, hooking, or injecting malicious code into the application's execution flow. The Zeus Panda banking trojan performs keylogging on the victim's machine by hooking the Windows operating system functions translate message and WM keydown. Number two, DLL injection, or installing a dynamic link library, or DLL, into a running process address space. There is a module in the Equation Group's Grayfish cyber espionage platform that uses DLL injection. Or number three, kernel object manipulation, or modifying the kernel structure and bypassing the kernel object manager to avoid access checks. The Russian GRU's unit 26165, aka Fancy Bear, aka APT-28, and aka Strontium, uses a DroverRub toolset that includes a Linux kernel module rootkit. And by the way, DroverRub means woodcutter in Russian. Finally, rootkits target various operating systems' functionality, like applications, the kernel, the boot process, memory, and firmware. Nerd reference. In Season 1, Episode 1 of Mr. Robot, Gideon, played by Michael Gill, Elliot, played by Rami Malek, Angela, played by Portia Doubleday, and Lloyd, played by Aaron Takahashi, are in the office at 3 in the morning trying to fend off a denial-of-service attack against their biggest client, Evil Corp. Elliot discovers several rootkits deployed on their client's servers.
Alexa, for help. Wait, what?
I don't think this is just a DDoS attack.
I think they got a rootkit sitting inside the servers.
What's a rootkit?
Sorry, it's malicious code that completely takes over their system. It could delete system files, install programs, viruses, worms.
How do we stop it?
That's the thing. It's fundamentally invisible. You can't stop it. All of their servers are timing out. None of them are coming back up.
Yeah, that's because every time we restart a server, the virus replicates itself during boot up and crashes the host.
Now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.